All right, let's welcome a group that has become great fans here over the last 3 years or four that they played here. King Michigan is so happy to have him back, Mr. Paul Thorne.
Yeah. Nashville Blues Festival. It's a wonderful event. I'm so glad to be a part of it. Before the show, I walked out beyond the fence where you don't have to pay. And I just walked around and looked at all the people. And about every 5 steps I took, somebody said, "Hey, Paul." And they wanted to get a picture. And that made me feel good. I used to be invisible, now I ain't. So thank y'all. Here's a song that says thank you. It says, "What have you done to lift somebody up? You sure lifted me up." Important to exercise. I like to run for exercise, go jogging. The other day I went jogging out in the woods. There was a trail that went in a circle in the woods. And as I was running, I came up on 5 animals, wild animals, and they were standing together. It was 3 wild turkeys and 2 skunks. I am not making this up. And all of a sudden, as I was running by, these 2 skunks started having sexual relations right in front of them turkeys and me. They were so uninhibited. It was wonderful. But anyway, I didn't want to stick around and get up in their business, so I kept on running. But as I was going around the circle, I came back the second time, and you know what? Them skunks were still getting it on. And you know what them turkeys were doing? Watching. They were perverted turkeys. And so tonight, I want to sing a sexy song for all you perverted turkeys out there. Tonight. Just need a little Show tonight, I'll be across the street at Bubba's record store. I'll be signing CDs, shaking hands, and kissing all the little children. So come over and buy something so I can get my kids some more chicken nuggets. But I want to say something about Bubba. He's sitting over here. He's behind me, sitting in a wheelchair. He ain't very strong. He don't feel 100%. He has some health issues. His life was in danger, but he survived, and he's here enjoying the show. Let's give him a hand. Love you, Bubba. You know, the thing I like about Bubba the most is what he did for me. Let me tell you what he did. On the front glass of his store, that's where you put things that's permanent. You don't put sale prices on there. That changes week to week. But you know what he put on the front of his window of his store? Permanent? My name. That touched my heart. That meant a lot to me. I'm a blessed man. And tonight, if you got enough money to come to the show and you sit by somebody that you care about, you're blessed too. In a dirty hotel room, somewhere in rainy California, channel surfing through the night, and there ain't nothing on. Went down to an empty bar. I started talking to a stranger. Said I come here every night, so I won't have to be alone. I guess that I'm a lucky man. Feel sorry for tonight. Before I came on stage, I got an email on my computer. It was from two people, Kim and Carl. And the reason she emailed me is they are here at the Blues Festival and tomorrow here in Helena, Arkansas, they're gonna get married. Isn't that nice? Yeah. And she says she ain't pregnant. It's not a shotgun wedding. It's a wedding that they really wanna do. Those are always good, ain't they? So I have a feeling tonight that back at the casino hotel is probably where they're staying. At least the man is hoping he's gonna get lucky tonight. I can't speak for the lady because men wants to get it 24 hours a day. Women wants it from time to time. So I hope the stars lines up for both of them tonight. And I wish him a happy marriage. Here's a sexy song to get him in the mood.
Thank you.
always said I'm going to throw you on the floor. That husbands tonight, that don't mean your wife wants you to take her home and throw her on the floor. She wants to be thrown on the floor, but not by you. She wants that boy that Sash Groceries down at the Piggly Wiggly. He's young and strong, and you ain't. Anyway, moving on. When I was growing up, my father was a Pentecostal preacher. This ain't no lie. And his brother, my uncle, was a pimp. Them two men was my mentors when I was growing up. And the advice they gave me has served me well in life. So I want to sing a song that says thank you to my father and my uncle. Here it is. Bubba's record store, and there was a beautiful lady sitting with no shoes on. and she's sitting on the edge of the stage right now. When I walked by her, I noticed how beautiful her feet was. And I thought, man, she got some beautiful feet. I even told her, I said, baby, you got some beautiful feet. And she said, thank you. And as I walked away, I thought about my drummer back there, Jeffrey Perkins. He got a foot fetish. I said, I wish Jeffrey could see this lady's feet. Hey, Jeffrey, check out her feet. They are really sexy. Anyway, I just thought I'd get that out of the way because I wanted Jeffrey to have something to fantasize about tonight. Anyway, here's a sexy song about a man who's having a love affair with a woman that works at the snake farm. Guess what, everybody? It ain't gonna be long. It's gonna be Christmas time. Yeah, that's that time of year where we go into our family's home. We sit in the living room. We have a meal together. We open up the presents. And then as soon as we can, we get the hell out of there. You know why? Because it is entirely possible that you can love somebody and not like them. Isn't that right? This is a song that talks about it. My father retired from being a pastor. He was pastoring churches for 56 years. He started pastoring when he was only 17 years old. And now he's enjoying the fourth quarter of life, relaxing with my mama. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Yeah. But you know, He's got a lot of religious statues in his yard, concrete statues. The biggest statue of them all is the one of Jesus that's at the center of the driveway. The statue weighs 800 pounds. They had to get a crane to get it off the truck and stand it up in the yard. But my daddy lived his life for Jesus. That was a wonderful thing. And so I want to sing a song about the statue on my daddy's front yard. This song is called 800 Pound Jesus. Gentlemen that's on the stage with me tonight. First off, over here on the bass guitar from Portland, Oregon, Ralph Friedrichsen, everybody. Wonderful musician, a good man. Back here on the drums, one of the best friends I have in the world, and a talented musician. From Nashville, Tennessee, Jeffrey Perkins. Over here on the keyboards, from my hometown, Tupelo, Mississippi, the genius, Michael Graham, Dr. Love. And last but certainly not least, you know, there's so many guitar players as household names, Jimi Hendrix, Stevie Ray Vaughan, people like that. But I dare you to be any better than this man is, Bill Hines from Montgomery, Alabama. He's one of the greatest. My name is Paul Thorne. I failed the sixth grade. But I passed the second time, so this time will be all right. Here's a song about whatever man wants.
When I was a little boy, I prayed for a train. Santa Claus came. that's what love was. When God gave me my dream, a fearless and 16. That freedom was a 69 Dodge. I felt like a movie star with the wind in my hair. When I looked beside me,
be me, Delvin McClinton, Ralph Milo and the Mavericks, Marsha Ball, a whole list of talented artists. And if you want to go on something like that, when you go over to Bubba's record store after the show and buy my CD, get one of the brochures, and you can take your woman on a cruise. Wouldn't that be nice? She'll at least feel obligated to give you sex if you spend that much money. Isn't that right? Anyway, here's a song that makes you want to dance.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere, you said goodbye.
call. It don't seem like I'll ever be a star. My clothes are ragged.
Thank you very much. I really have enjoyed being with you wonderful women tonight.
tonight. God bless all of you. Person to leave the lights up like they are right now, because I'm a people person and I like looking at y'all. Most of you look good. Anyway, what I want to do is something I really enjoy. I'm gonna come down and I'm gonna be with y'all. I wanna, while I'm singing this last song, I might hug your neck, I might shake your hand, because that's just how I roll. Wait just a minute, fellas. All right, let's do this. You know sometimes I'm so far away from you, darling. But here's something I want you to do for me. Why?
When you're home, all alone, you just gotta take my love.
One more time, Mr. Paul Thorne. He's going to be right across the street signing whatever you got.